Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201. Live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. It is a Wednesday. It's July the 24th, 2024. Welcome and hello.
Whew, I feel like that one was really fast.
Yeah. You know, I'm just hyped up. Kevin made me laugh right before we went on the air, so I was hyped up.
You did. I gave you some...
Yeah, you gave me some...
real comedy there.
Some real giggles.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. And it's also the last day of the heat wave, so that's good. I mean, I told Steve this earlier this morning, Kevin, yesterday made fun because somebody's going to say it was cold out. And then this morning I was outside for like 10 minutes with the dogs with just my t-shirt on. I was like, okay, it's actually a little chilly.
Really?
The wind was blowing pretty strong around. It, where my house is, it kind of does the thing where it goes down the one side and then it will like whip around the house.
You know?
So depending on where you are, it'll be like, ooh, that's a little breezy.
Ooh.
And I thought, well, man, if you don't have air conditioning, the last 20 days have been AT double hockey sticks,
first of all.
But maybe I think last night would have been the one where you go, oh, wow. Sometimes it gets cool but not breezy, but I felt like it was both yesterday. So that was, I would imagine, pleasant.
I don't remember. I don't remember yesterday at all.
Yesterday.
I can't tell you anything about the weather.
Now a pile full of memories, I think, or something like that. You said one time.
I know this. My car was really hot when I got into it.
This morning?
Yesterday.
Oh, yeah, yesterday.
Yeah,
okay.
That's all I remember about yesterday was, man, my car's hot.
Do you ever leave your windows cracked when you go into places, like when it's really hot like that, or do you lock it up tight because, you know, safety first?
I do both. I've done it both ways.
Okay.
My car is not a good one to have the window down in, though, because you
can
easily take a coat hanger, stick it in there, pop it, because it's just a one-inch...
Use your words.
...spot in the top of the door. Okay, I'm trying to explain it here.
Wait, now,
top
so you
of the, top of the door.
If you were to crack your window, you're saying... Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like where you normally put your arm when you're driving?
Yeah.
On top of the door?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Good God. Stand by. I'm going to reset my brain.
Yeah, it's just the top of the door where the window goes down. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Okay, top of the door.
Uh-huh, where you put your arm.
There is... That's where the lock is.
Yeah.
And it's just one that's pretty wide that you just take and... pop right up.
So you could like hook it.
Oh, so easily.
Because I
never thought about it until right now, Jay.
How many people in 2024 just have a wire hanger laying around?
Bad guys.
That's what they do. They go to the wire hanger store. Yeah. Yeah.
Hanger store.
No, they got one of those.
Act like you've not been, Steve.
Jimmy, what are those? Jimmy rigs?
I'm sorry?
What are them things called that are made to open the car?
Door handles.
Keys.
No. God, what is that thing called? The police use it. Billy bar. Nope.
Crowbar?
Nope.
A billy bar is hilarious.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
the name
about.
Of it.
I know what you're talking about. The thing they slide
can't
down
I
the
think
window.
Of it? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, yeah. That has a name?
How else would they know what to get?
Right. Bring me the Jimmy bar.
I believe it's James Bar is the full name.
Slim Jim. Thank you for 5,000 people who just texted. Yes.
Thank you. Yeah. Good God. Slim Jim, also a piece
a great
of meat.
Meat.
And that's where I get confused. I knew it was a man's name.
Can you imagine there's a couple of cops that are trying to get into the... Hey, we got to get into this car. Bring the Slim Jim. The guy brings over a spicy sauce.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Your husband. What will he say when you say, hey, babe, We got to make sure we take this can of Spam with us.
He's right here, so you can ask him.
Kevin James.
Oh, okay. Let's go.
Hey, babe, what do you think? Oh, shoot.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
You're so funny, Steve.
You know how when you say the date sometimes, it throws you for an instant loop where you're like, wait, I have something today.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Soon as you said, today is July 24th.
7/24/24.
Yeah. It just instant panic where I'm like, uh-oh, I have something today.
What'd you do?
It's important. I have a doctor's appointment. I know that.
Doctor.
But then I'm like, I don't know what else. Was that it?
Well, I think that's important. Just go,
no, for sure, Jay. But I was like, what was that what I was thinking of?
Yeah.
Or is there something else? You know when we'll find out.
After you miss it?
That is correctamundo. Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah. Not exactly what you want, but
if there's only like a calendar feature or something on your phone, you could put stuff in.
Yeah, let's check my calendar, see what it says.
Why don't you check your calendar?
I mean, I'm willing to check it right now, Jay, just to see. I'm on October of 25.
Mm-hmm.
That's not necessary.
So let's planning go to today. Ahead.
Yeah. Planning a wedding with my son last night.
Son's getting married?
Yeah.
And you're doing the wedding?
Yes, if they pick a date that I'm not booked.
Very nice.
Could you imagine? Very nice. Not showing up, kid. Sorry.
A little busy. Sorry.
I can have one of my guys do it for you, though.
Yeah, we were looking through the dates trying to figure out, you know, when... When we were available. Jay, I got nothing on my calendar.
Okay,
today.
Well, you're safe.
Every
don't worry
other
about
day
it.
I have stuff, but nothing today. So oh, that's
there
great.
There you go. All right.
Huh. I must be fine.
Just relax. Put your feet up.
Get a Slim Jim.
Isn't that their commercials? Something like that, Steve, where it's like.
Is it?
I think so.
Oh.
Give yourself a break. Eat a Slim Jim. That might be Kit Kat. I think they have a good ad like that though, if I'm not mistaken.
Snap into a Slim Jim or something.
Snap though. Into a Slim Jim.
Is that
Jay?
What it was? Is that
yeah,
right?
I think that's it. I said break.
Wasn't it a wrestling guy? Didn't his Randy Macho Man?
Yeah, he was a spokesman for Slim Jim for a long time.
Oh, that's right.
Randy Macho Man Savage.
Hulk Hogan, spokesman for Pringles, maybe?
Vitamins?
Happening dance, huh?
Wanna pick up the tempo?
Yeah!
Step into a Slim Jim! Tear to the spice!
Yeah.
That beefy juicy taste.
That beefy juicy taste.
That's Mr. Savage.
How about the funky chicken?
Is that a roll?
Oh, yeah. How about the funky chicken? Is that what the man said?
Yeah. She said, do you have a request, Mr. Savage? He said, how about the funky chicken?
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Great dance.
Speaking of advertising campaigns,
uh-huh.
This is something that I realized last night. Oh, my gosh. My granddaughter. She might be ready. She might be ready for us to start using her here in the building.
Oh, nice. Yes.
Oh.
We were, you know.
Well, I had to vacuum earlier. How's she at that? Is that what you meant?
Yeah, she could vacuum.
Okay.
But I mean, I think I'd use her for something, you know, more like advertising. To
okay.
help write some of our commercials.
Oh, to write them?
To write them.
Wow.
Yes. Because she, first of all, it was her first day back. They got back from Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And I had not seen her the night before. And then yesterday when I got home from work, it was that real Big Bubba. I missed you, Big Bubba.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just very.
I say that every time I come back from vacation.
Clingy to me. And yeah. It was very fun to have that. I haven't had that for a while. We were tired of each other, mm-hmm. I think.
Doesn't Steve still greet you like that every morning?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Big Bubba. And he hugs your leg or
he
something?
He does. And I say, all right, just.
Pat him on the head.
You get 10 seconds and stop, please.
What is happening?
Well, I don't mind a 10-second hug, but after that, it's a little
uh-huh,
weird.
Yeah.
Sorry, I can't help myself.
Right.
But she said she was using some sort of, I had medical tape.
Okay.
And she was taking the medical tape on my old iPhone 3 and was, she goes, this doesn't have a case, Papa, so I'm going to put this tape all over
makes
it
sense.
So it's safe so when it drops,
yeah.
it doesn't break.
That's genius.
Because this is a very important device. And I'm like, it is a very important device.
Wow, that sounds very much like your son.
Yeah, 100%. And then she says, she puts the tape on there and she's like, oh my gosh, this is so soft and so satisfying. And I was like, what? Who are you? Are you writing commercials?
That's so great.
So soft, so satisfying. What products could that be for?
I mean, toilet paper is first what came to mind.
Oh, Jay.
Yeah.
Satisfying toilet paper is a different level.
I know it is.
You know? Like, if you can have satisfying toilet paper, thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, the first thing I thought of was like a pillow.
Pillow, yeah.
Yeah, like
blanket.
The new pillow, blah, blah, blah. It's soft, so satisfying.
I guess like any furniture of any kind.
Also, you could use it's a very, what was it, important? Well, no, what was kind of device was it? A very what?
Oh, it's a very important device.
Very important device, yeah. Like your pillow. It's a very important device. You must protect it. It's so soft, so satisfying. Soft.
So satisfying.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I enjoy her choice of words right now. It's that fun age. She just turned 5, which she will tell you every day.
Sure, yeah. Well,
yesterday
that's important.
It was peeling a cucumber, you know, with one of the slicer things.
Yeah, the...
The peeler. Yeah. It's a peeler, I believe. Not yeah, a slicer. Yeah, it's a peeler.
That's why they call it peeler.
Yeah, and she was... I always let her try to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's a little... I'm like, yeah, let's not cut our fingers off.
Sure, yeah.
But she was doing it yesterday. She's like, Papa, look at this. I can do it all by myself because I'm 5 now. And I'm like, yeah. That's all it takes. Being 5, man, you change your world.
This cucumber peeler is so soft, so satisfying.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. I tell ya, hello.
Hey, man.
I am super excited.
Oh, what's up?
Spam around the world. We are about to lift off.
We're ready to go, huh?
I think so. So I'm going to contact our 2 people who have agreed to start us off with taking the spam cans and then...
Spambassadors.
Yeah, spambassadors.
Our spambassadors.
That's right. And we officially have a little information on our new website, do we call it, or is it just...
It's new and improved, yeah.
Updated.
Yeah, new and improved.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's like, you know, when Tide does it or something like that. New and improved, you go, what do they do? Pretty obvious when you look at ours, though.
Oh, the big 99.9, coyotecountry.com.
Thank you, Kevin.
So soft.
So satisfying.
it's a very important device.
It is, actually.
It is, yeah. Something like that. I officially went shopping yesterday for some groceries, including Spam, lemons.
Very nice.
Thomas Rhett Fritos.
Yeah, you
ice cream.
You had an interesting shopping list yesterday.
What a great day. Did you get yourself anything?
I was thinking about it, but I was just there the day before, so I had gotten my bread.
You weren't in need. That's all he needs is bread. He's already got the butter.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
We went out to eat somewhere, and she ate the whole thing of whatever it was. And afterwards, we're driving back home to take her back to her apartment.
Kevin James.
And my dad goes, looks like you enjoyed that. You ate the whole thing. And my grandma turns to him and goes, well, I had to eat something.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
How the folks doing anyway, Steve?
Oh, good. I got a... butt dial yesterday from my dad. So
that's a good day.
King Peter.
How many minutes did it last, or do you just like disconnect at that point?
I sent it to voicemail.
Okay. Wait, did you know it was a butt dial?
No, but I figured it was.
Okay, that's nice.
Because it was at a weird time.
All right.
1 minute and 42 seconds before he realized it.
Huh.
And then he did text me afterwards. He goes, oops,
dial. All right. I just was curious how that went in your family. If you're the one that then sends a text immediately or how that works.
Sometimes he does. Sometimes I do. Sometimes then I call him like, what happened? Are you okay?
Sure.
Okay.
Everything good?
Yeah. But I
saw.
You
said butt.
All of a sudden I hear, or in the like the transcript of it, it goes, I don't work construction. I don't know what he's, who is he talking to? I don't know. I'll have to ask him about it.
Do you use the leaving the voicemail transcript feature as they're leaving it. Do you use that feature?
I was yesterday.
Yeah, Kevin, do you use that?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, it is kind of cool. I mean, you're especially if you're like in a meeting or something, and then you can actually see what the person wanted. And
the only part that's confusing is when it gets it completely wrong.
Oh yeah, it doesn't get anywhere.
Yeah, and it's like, what? You're who from where?
I don't work in construction.
Maybe that's not what he said. That's
right. Yeah, that's a possibility. Audio Vault brought to you by Outlaw Barbecue and Cater Market.
Mm.
Are you ready? Are you prepared? For number three.
Number three?
Top Gun number three, Kevin. Are you ready for it? Well, so yesterday Glenn Powell was being interviewed with Daisy Edgar Jones. She is in Twisters with him and has been in other stuff too, but she was in Twisters with him. And so the interviewer is asking if there's more likely to be a sequel to a movie she was in or more likely to be a sequel to a movie that he was in. Let's see how that comes about.
Are we more likely to get the Normal People continuation or the Top Gun sequel first? What do you think, guys?
I mean, I have a date.
Top Gun.
No. Do you have a date?
No.
Okay. Then probably me.
Any news you want to share tonight?
Absolutely not.
I mean, so apparently they have a date.
Really? Okay.
And then someone else followed up with the fact that they may have already begun shooting some preliminary stuff for it.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, I'm in.
I mean, you waited whatever it was, 20 plus years for the second one, and now you're just going to roll them out. We're like, why'd we wait so long?
Let's just do it. Yeah. Well, I don't know that you could anticipate that it was going to go that well.
No, I didn't think so either.
Top Gun 15 coming out in 2026.
Are you at all worried that because, you know, 2 was so great, 3 could ruin it? Or do you think that 2 will stand alone well enough?
I mean, 2 will be fine always, no matter what.
Yeah.
But... yeah, could 3 not be great? I don't know. But I look at Rush Hour 3. That was still pretty good. But I think 3 is where I'm done. Like, just stop at 3.
And it's okay with these legendary, iconic,
Rocky 4.
See, that's what I was going to say.
Boy, if we didn't have Rocky 4.
But still, there's so many other good ones, it doesn't ruin the good ones. I'm willing to, like, risk it, and then, because what if it's great? You know what I mean?
They might be.
If they miss.
Yeah.
Got to risk it for the biscuit.
I've said it many, many times. Tell me how old this singer is from last night from AGT, Kevin.
Oh, here the bugs don't bite. Automatic lullabies, purple clouds in the sky. Welcome to my paradise.
How old do you think that person is?
At least sounds young. Like, some of them freak you out, right?
Yeah.
Where they're like...
yeah, some are... yeah.
They sound exactly like an adult, and then you're like, they're 11 years old.
Right.
I'm going to say that little girl was a girl. Okay. I'm going to go 9 years old.
That's absolutely...
wow.
Nailed it.
No, incredible. I did not.
Nailed it.
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end there, she's got a pretty deep voice for a 9-year-old there at the end where she starts.
Lullabies, purple clouds in the sky. Welcome to my paradise.
I mean, that's
it got better as she went.
Oh, like, for sure,
she sounded like a little kid at the beginning.
She did.
And then it was like, no, look at this.
Corey Miller's a comedian from last night.
Okay, I should tell you that I have 6 dogs, 3 cats, 2 sugar gliders, a serval cat, a Siberian lynx.
Whoa.
23 trained rats, 2 horses, and a donkey. I'm single.
I mean,
you know. I mean,
sometimes you just know.
Sometimes comedy writes itself.
And she's looking to mingle, maybe.
Huh? Well, Steve, when you see Keanu Reeves, what kind of person do you think you're dealing with? Just, I know a lot of it's just because of his roles and maybe his hair is like long and his talking voice is kind of like that a little bit.
Yeah, I just think he's a laid back dude. Like, he's not Matthew McConaughey level, but
no.
I feel like he's went to that same school.
Would you say he's a serious person or more of a lighthearted soul?
I feel like he's just, laid back, more lighthearted.
Oh, really? I've always thought the opposite.
Really?
I always thought he's a little dark. You ever watch John Wick?
Yeah, but I also realize that's acting.
Is it?
He just feels chill. I'm 59,
so I'm thinking about death all the time.
So, feel very young.
I'm like, I'm young old. I mean, I think thinking about death is good. Hopefully it sensitizes to an appreciation of the breath we have and the relationships that we have the potential to have.
See what I mean about the McConaughey vibe?
Yeah, like, I get that
part. Say things very, you know. You could have just easily said, yeah, I'm 59. I think about dying a lot now, which I think is okay. It's healthy. But now he has to spin it into a bunch of words.
I think about death all the time, you know. Like, whoa, oh, well, good morning. And that's your audio vault for the 24th of July, 2024. I hope you're in a great mood.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Although I was struggling the other day to try to find a rag. So as I'm saying that, I feel kind of like it's a lie. I know I have them somewhere.
Well, anything could be a rag.
Kevin James.
Like, huh? A t-shirt, you're thinking?
Yeah. Could a car be a rag?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
You ever used a bowling ball as a rag?
No, it doesn't work.
Oh, so not everything.
Not everything is a rag, Steve.
Okay. I'm just double checking. Well, Kev, thanks.
Most things.
Mm.
Or a few things.
Yep. All right, we got a lot to give away, so let's get to it. It's time.
It's time for.
It's time.
Pick
your
poison.
Lots of fun prizes. We got a trip. We've got the Cabela's $5,000 shopping spree. We've got the Luke Combs tickets that we could give away for the Gorge. That's October the 5th. We've got the Chris Stapleton tickets at T-Mobile Park. That's this weekend. We've got the Terry Clark tickets to give away. That's August 1st at the Spokane Tribe Resort and Casino. And Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park tickets. I mean, there's something, literally something for everyone.
Yeah, it really hit me hard when I realized, oh, wow, next Thursday is August 1st.
Yeah. I got a wedding coming up, I just realized.
Yeah, your daughter is...
First I thought of it.
Holy cow. What are we looking at here, Jay? Is it two weeks or three weeks?
Saturday?
3 weeks away.
All right.
Wow, wow, wow.
Uh-huh.
I'm really bummed I can't be there.
2 weeks from Saturday, Kevin.
2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you have all your stuff done.
Wow. I thought we were friends. Hi, Crystal. Crystal, how are you doing?
Hello.
How's it going?
Good.
Remember when Kevin and I were friends? We're not friends anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I know. I thought I was sorry too for a second. Yeah. Then I think I'm over it. What are you doing?
Working.
Work is hilarious.
Wow, work is fun.
What are you? Are you? I'm going to guess what you do.
Mm. Okay.
You are a dental hygienist, and you've been getting into the laughing gas this morning.
No, very far from that. Very far from that.
Very far from that.
Nope. Want one more guess?
I kind of do. I'm going to say you're, and I don't even know what this means, but I always hear the term.
I have a guess as well.
You're a short order cook.
Well, I do have four kids, so yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's... I was going to say office manager for a construction company.
I should be, but no, I just work at Target.
Oh, Target. Oh, all right.
Yeah. You work at Target?
Man.
Do you get discounts?
Well, Kevin.
Well, because some places anymore don't do discounts, and it makes me mad. So you do get a good... Oh, my gosh. That's great.
Yeah.
Do you guys still do popcorn there?
No. And that makes me mad because I do love that.
Yeah, that's a bummer. Although, if you have to work around the smell of popcorn all the time. Hey, we're on the phone.
I know. Sorry. Excuse me, ma'am.
Yeah, we're doing a show here.
Oh. You and your doggone job, Crystal. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Hey, I'm taking a break. We're in the break room being a coworker. We're hanging out.
That's awesome.
Okay, yeah, you're fine.
It's all good. We're just giving you a hard time. Well, Crystal, all right. Like, what would you like to win today? We have a lot to do. We have a lot of prizes. Do you have any idea which one of those you want to win?
I do. So I've seen Luke Combs before, but I've never been to the Gorge.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's going to be great.
Yeah.
Now, the only iffy part is October. We never know, but I think it'll be fine.
Yeah.
I like the fall. I like the fall.
Okay, well, there you go. All right, well, we're going to give you a pair of... Very much. We'll give you a pair of tickets to see Luke Combs at the Gorge, and that's Saturday night, October the 5th, okay?
Oh, yay!
Yeah, yeah, just that easy.
Super simple.
Thank
you so much. You're welcome.
Now get back to work.
Okay, we will do our best.
Yeah, don't get back to work yet, though. Hold on for a second. I need your info. She just hangs up. I'm so excited. Oh, man, she was perky.
Yeah.
Ready to go to work. Tear it up today. Well done. Billy.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's up, man?
Oh, Billy.
Just working.
Billy, have you ever carried a club?
No, I guess I have.
Oh, I thought maybe you had a Billy club.
A Billy
Kevin.
Club. Yeah, that would have been something.
Oh, dang it.
Billy, are you a dental hygienist?
I'm not.
Are you an office manager of a construction company?
I am not.
Do you work at Target?
I do not.
I'm out of guesses, guys. I don't
are
know.
Are you a woodworker? A whittler or something?
A whittler.
Nope.
As a profession.
Do you work at as a Renaissance festival?
So no to that.
That's a good guess.
Drive heavy machinery?
Sort of. Keep going on that.
Right. So down that road.
Sort
huh?
of.
Yeah.
Huh. Are you allowed to tell us or would you have to kill us?
I don't carry a club, so I don't think I could.
What do you say?
He doesn't carry a club, so he couldn't.
He doesn't
kill
carry
us.
A club. See? That's a great joke, and I
and
missed
I love
it.
That he's
I apologize.
Being elusive,
that was hilarious.
That's great.
I'm a truck driver.
Okay. All right. Well, very good. So, are you? This is probably a stupid question. I don't know if you're long haul, over the road, you know, in town, what you are, but do you have to do a lot of the loading? How much of that stuff are you doing?
It just depends. If I'm local, then I usually load. But if I'm doing, I do northern Idaho to Canada every day. That's usually loaded by somebody in our company.
Oh, wow. Yeah, thank goodness. Because I was just thinking, it's been 20 days of 90 plus.
Yeah.
And that part, the loading part, can't be that fun.
We do it early in the morning. So
yeah, that's good.
That's smart. Yeah, yeah, they're no dummies, Jay.
Right.
I mean, smart guys.
Not their first day.
What gear are you in right now?
Seven.
I was hoping he would have said a sweatshirt and jeans. Get it?
Oh, gear.
Oh,
no, I see.
Truckers.
I was trucker talk.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, I know about that, too.
10-4 on that one. Billy, which prize do you want to win today, my friend?
Well, I've never been to any sort of concert, and I've already gotten qualified for the Cabela's. So
oh.
I'm hoping for Luke Combs.
Oh, man. You're hoping for Luke Combs. Do we have an extra pair of Luke Combs or one and done with that? Let Steve check for a second. Because might have been the only one, the one right before you.
Well, I mean, there's one for tomorrow, but...
No, I can't do that.
What's tomorrow? Tomorrow, Thursday?
Yeah, you want to, Kevin, you just want to give it away, don't you?
I kind of do. I mean, listen, Billy seems like a great guy. Let's just do it. Okay. Tomorrow we can give away...
We still have enough. Yeah,
yeah, we got something.
All right, Billy, you know what? We're going to make an exception. We're going to give you tomorrow's tickets, which is fine. We'll just give it to you today. So you're going to Luke Combs, my friend. How about that?
Yes, first time ever.
Well, I mean, here's the good news. The good news is you're going to Luke Combs October 5th at the Gorge. The bad news is Luke Combs at the Gorge will ruin every other concert for you for the rest of your life.
That might be true. If that's your first one.
I'm okay with that. He's awesome.
All right, man.
And
hold on.
The good news, they have great semi-parking there. Plenty of room.
You're very welcome, my friend.
Imagine if we gave him tickets for the Knitting Factory. That would have been a bummer.
Imagine if everybody had to drive their work vehicle to wherever they went.
To the Knitting Factory?
Oh, soap on. Yeah. That would be great. 99.